So where is our Lord in this gospel? We see the last line says he's in Galilee. In the first verse, it says that he entered the house of Simon, whom he would later name Peter, Simon Peter. And what's the situation there in the house of Simon Peter? Simon's mother-in-law is down with a fever. So what an embarrassing situation. Here comes Peter, brings home this important visitor, and apparently there's no one to attend him. So Jesus takes her by the hand, raises her up, and the fever leaves her, and she serves him. So it shows how much our Lord cares about people and their situations, and not just about the cosmic battle between evil and good, kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, but in our everyday tribulations. But interesting, it says nothing about Peter's wife. Why not? Why would the old lady have to get up and serve him? Where's the wife? The church fathers thought that perhaps Simon was a widower. And if that's the case, then he knew suffering and grief. Just as we see in the first reading, Job, poor Job, laments his sad life. Did you catch that? I shall not see happiness again. Remember, Job was struck with illness. God allowed him to be struck. It was a test. If you never read the book of Job, it's a good one. And it has a happy ending. But we see the sad part of it. He's lamenting his sad life. He's saying, is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days like those of hirelings? So he's sick, and the nights are so long. So long. We have been assigned months of misery and troubled nights. Couldn't we apply this to our situation? To pandemic and politics and sickness and death. But Christ is our physician. As we see, he healed her. And the people, the news spread that the woman was cured. And when it was evening, the gospel says, after sunset, they brought to him all those who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. So notice that sickness and demonic possession are distinct. There are those scholars who have said that people in those days, they all thought that sickness was the fault of bad spirits, of evil spirits. But that's not true. Sickness is often found with demonic possession, but St. Mark knew the difference. As he writes, he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. So why did our Lord not permit them to speak? Because they knew him. Why did our Lord silence them? Well, for the same reason that he told the lepers that he cured to keep quiet. Don't spread it around. They call it the messianic secret, and we see it very often in the Gospel of St. Mark. Why this secret? Well, if his enemies found out who he was, they would kill him. And Jesus still had a lot of work to do before his crucifixion. It wasn't time for him yet to be crucified. The people had to be taught. The disciples had to understand who he was so they could carry on the mission. Another interesting thing about this passage. Notice how he prays before his ministry. It says, rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Solitary prayer is essential. There is a time for common prayer with others, whether at Mass, in the community, or in your home. But it's also necessary to pray alone and without the phone. That's why, rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. So each of us should know when we can pray with intensity. Give God quality time. When is that? Early in the morning? Perhaps late at night, or both? On those long nights when you can't get back to sleep? He alleviates our drudgery in the months of misery, in the troubled nights. How? Through prayer, through the sacraments, we are healed. Job says, I will not see happiness again. But at the end of the story, he did find happiness again, and more than ever before. And so shall we. Christ is our physician. Christ the physician. Have mercy on us.